May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. I bet that's confused, isn't it? I'm not even on the screen, am I? Why did that confuse us? We always see that. We always do that at the end of a service. It's always something we do to say that the service is ended. What do you think about when you hear those words? Do you think it's tea and biscuits time? Or are you absolutely amazed about the words? The fabulous words of this promise. Sorry about the technical difficulty, I'm only in IT. Do you think when they start to say, may the grace, you think, oh no, I've got to look round now and smile at people. Do you think, yes, I can put the potatoes on and we'll have dinner soon? Or do you think, wow, they're amazing words. They are not just a grace, they're not just something we say day after day and they can become meaningless. They are amazing words. May Jesus' grace be on us. May God's love be over us. And may the Spirit of God dwell in us. An amazing blessing. But we can sometimes miss it because we just say it. We're going to be looking at a part of this blessing today. We're going to be looking at the third part, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. If you want to find this reference, it's in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. And if you turn to it, like I did when David gave me this verse, and find that there isn't a 14 in chapter 13, it's because you've got a translation that makes it verse 13 as well. So in some of the translations, it's verse 13, but in most of them, it's verse 14. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And it says this, and I'll say it again. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. So what's the fellowship? Fellowship. It's an unusual word. I want a show of hands, a bit of audience participation. How many people have used the word fellowship in a conversation to a non-Christian without talking about church? Not very many hands. It's about three hands. The Fellowship of the Rings, yes, that's right, yeah, the Lord of the Rings. But we don't use it, do we? It's not a normal word. So what other words do we use for fellowship? Come on, shout them out. Community, excellent. Fellowship. Friendship. I was going to say that was the word, wasn't it? Yeah, friendship. It's not easy, is it? The Bible translates it in several different ways. I love the Bible because you can read a word and it's written, as we heard, in Hebrew or in Greek, and it doesn't quite translate into English. So sometimes there has to be a slight understanding of the context. The Greek word, and I still love saying that because it makes me sound so intelligent, but all it is Google. But anyway, the Greek word is a word that we've probably heard of if you've been here for more than 2 or 3 years, because I know people have spoken on it. Frank spoke on it, I've spoken on it before, and the word is... Who's the Greek scholar? We have someone that knows the word, and it's koinonia. Koinonia, and the Bible translates it in four quite different ways. Fellowship is one, but the other four is this. Communion. We all know what communion is. We celebrate it on a Sunday. First Sunday of the month, we have communion. What is it? Sharing every element of God, including his suffering. Partnership. Not only does the Holy Spirit live in us, but we are in the Holy Spirit. 1 John 4:13 says that. Participation. It's an unusual translation for the word fellowship, but I checked it out, and that's what's being used in some translations, participation. There's an action involved. It's something that we have to do. It's not passive. Engaging, being involved, being a part. And the last one is my favourite verse in all Scripture, and it's Philippians 2. And it says this, common sharing. The common sharing of the Spirit, sharing our lives with God and Him sharing His self with us. That's amazing. That's what fellowship is. Fellowship is intimacy and a relationship. That's what the word fellowship means, and it's translated. So we're going to look at this, these four items, in relation to the Holy Spirit. Fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Most of us, in fact, I'm going to change that and I'm going to say all of us crave relationships. All of us long for partnership. Normally I'd say most, because you don't like sweeping statements like all, but I think all's more accurate. Have you ever heard someone say, oh, I don't go out very often, I'm a bit of a loner. I keep myself to myself. I like my own company. Have you ever heard someone say that? Have you, don't put your hand up, ever said it? I love solitude sometimes. I love going out for walks of 4 and 5 hours, and they're even better when you don't see anyone, because you don't have to say, all right, as you walk past them. You can just focus on walking. It's lovely. I love solitude. But can you imagine it constantly? We are meant to be together in relationship with others. We are designed for relationship with others. I don't mean man and wife, husband and wife. I think I've resigned myself that I'm going to be single, but I still have relationships. And I would be desperately sad if I lost them. We're made for relationships. At the end of Genesis 1, it says, God made man and it was good. 18 verses later in Genesis 2:18, he said, it is not good for man to be alone. We are made for relationship. We are made for fellowship with one another. And here is the amazing bit. We are made for fellowship with the Holy Spirit. To fellowship with God. So let's look at these 4 points again. Communion. Fellowship is communion. Intimacy in thought and deed. In everything we do, a sharing of. Being part. A two-way street. So often, fellowship with the Holy Spirit is one way. Constantly going up. What can I get? Communion is a two-way street. A desire to spend time. We're going to be looking at the 24 hours of prayer. Now, when you say 10 minutes of prayer, some people go, wow, that's a long time. 24 hours of prayer. And in that time, we're not going to ask for anything. What are we going to do for 24 hours? It's about spending time with God, desiring to spend time with God. For much of my Christian life, prayer was about what I can get. Asking God for stuff, healing, help, protection, gifts of the Spirit, financial gifts. We've heard from Sophie that that's what she asked for, and it's right to do so, because the Bible says, ask God and He will give. But it's not right to do it all the time. Sometimes we just need to be in the presence of God. Communion is about spending time with God, and the day that we are going to be preparing in 2 weeks' time is going to be about that, 24 hours of spending time with God. Partnership. I love this idea of a partnership. You think of partnerships as two equals getting together to make a partnership. I am not an equal to God. And yes, there's partnership, but He will always be the senior partner. One preacher puts it like this, and I love his translation, so I've put it down and I have gone too far. He will always be the senior partner and we the junior partner because he brings so much more to the table than we ever can. His resources are infinite. His knowledge divine. His strategies perfect. His methods above reproach. He outranks us all. It's easy to see why we want to be a partner with him, because he's got everything. But why on earth would he want partnership with us? We spend time in fellowship, in partnership with the Holy Spirit, because he desires to reveal his plans to us, desires to open his heart to us. His passions will be shown to us. And as we spend time, we will grow and we will learn those plans. We will learn those passions and they will become our passions and our plans. The heart of God revealed to us as we fellowship with him. And leading on from that, leading on from understanding his heart, understanding his plans, there's participation. Not just hearing what he wants for us, but doing it. He doesn't need us to do anything. God doesn't say, well, I need you to preach to that bloke because I can't. What can we bring God? He doesn't need us. He desires it. He desires us to be a part of his plan so that we can grow. So that we can get stuck in. We can step out in faith knowing that we can't do it. Knowing that in our weakness we will fail. And it's when we step out we see God stepping in. And we see amazing things happen. In 2 weeks' time, we have an opportunity to participate, to get involved, to understand what God has for us as a church, but to understand what God has for us individually as we spend time with him. And we can participate in the God's plan for this place. Fellowship is participation. And finally, fellowship is also common sharing. Us being involved in all areas of God's life and him being involved in all areas of our life. There are parts of my life that I don't want God to be involved in. Parts that I like to shut the door to and I just keep them out of the way. But God wants to be involved in every part of our life. For us, we know that in joy and in trouble, in good times and in bad, he is in the midst of everything in our lives. Sharing what we have with God, that's sometimes the easy bit. We have the privilege to share in all he has for us, to take part in his plans. Sharing what God has for us, that's the exciting bit. We are made for fellowship. And very excitingly, we are made for fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, when we consider you, when we consider who you are, the works of your hands, the things that you do, the things that you have done and continue to do, how can we be a part of what you have, of what you do? How can we be called partners, co-heirs in your amazing kingdom? We've got nothing. But in you, Lord God, we have everything because you make us that. It's in your glory and in your grace that you give us everything. You desire us to be a part, desire us to be united with you, to get involved in your plans. Help us, Lord God, not just come to you with shopping lists of what you can do for us, but help us come to you with willingness in what we can do in you, for you, as your Holy Spirit reveals to us. As we think about our 24 hours of prayer, Lord God, we ask that you speak with us. We ask that you reveal your heart to us, and that we might be involved in what you have for us, that we might bring glory to your name. Amen.
With renewed vigor and with a fresher understanding of what they mean. And when you say those words, fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the person you say those words to, just visualize them in that 24 one day, experiencing something new from the Lord, just with the Lord Jesus face to face, not asking for those requests, not praying and worrying about things, but just listening to him and talking to him. So those words in this, what we're going to say now, are very important. You're speaking a word of blessing over them. This could be completely new for someone. They may never have understood what fellowship means. They may never have experienced prayer of just talking to God, listening to him and him speaking back and communing with God, or participating with God, talking with God as you're walking down the road about things and letting him put his heart into your heart. That's the fellowship of the Spirit. They may have never experienced that. So you could be speaking words of life into someone. So let's turn to someone next to you now. Grab them by the hands with a smile, if you know them well. And let's say these words. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all evermore. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's have some tea and coffee. And don't forget to sign up for the 24-1 prayer day in the Refresh Center.